It's about time you finished work. I hate when they drop me off and I have to awkwardly shuffle into the house. Jeez, you make me feel so loved when you don't even pick me up. I hate when you put me into doggy daycare. Well, yeah, it is fun, but I get so bored. I know you have to work, but I need your attention when I'm in a state like this. You know the blue moon is super rare, and it makes me all affectionate and crazy. Don't you want my lovings, Master? Admit it. You're tired of me, aren't you? You don't love your loving hellhound. Oh, yeah? Well, a master that loves me would let me lick his face when I greet him. Huh? Wait, I'm allowed to? Is something going on? Master would never let me do that. Did I finally break him? Is he feeling pity for me? Are you sure you're all right with this? Okay.
As I was saying before, I know you have to work because things cost money. But I hate going to daycare. I mean, it's fun because there's other hellhounds to play with, but I kinda have to fake it until I make it. You know what I mean? Most of them are super confident, and I feel like I'm so shy. And I'm a place without you around. You're like my comfort blankie. I know you get tired. And are busy, so it's okay. I might protest, but I understand in the moment why I have to go. Arles is too much of a distraction. Master works hard for the both of us, right? So, I guess I'll just have to play even harder for us. I did meet other girls like me, monster girls, but they weren't hellhounds. One was a bird. Her wings were magnificent. They were so long when she spread her wings. She called herself Bird Brains when introducing herself to me. Maybe it's a nice name because I don't think anyone would want to be called that unless her master gave it to her. You never know. And then there was this tiny sleepyhead of a mouse girl. She didn't say much, but I'm not sure she was comfortable. I knew it was gonna bother her. Or maybe she was an insomniac like you. I like how that word is said, but it's not a good thing, unfortunately. Do you still struggle as much with it these days? With sleeping at night? I wonder if the weather or temperature have anything to do with it. We could maybe get a new bed sheet. Try it out as a treat. I know it sounds silly, but bedding is super important for any individual. And you should pay attention to what your butt is laying down on. Maybe you could teach me how to use the washer. And I can help around the house more. I don't want you to be stressed on looking after me. I think if I remember correctly, bedding has to be changed at least once every 2 weeks, or more often if there's issues, such as sweating at night, or spillage. How people would spill things on the bed sheets is beyond me. Anyway, do shed a lot in the bed. It's a little embarrassing because your slide is all clean and mine looks like I'm collecting furballs for fun. I need to be more independent for you. I think you'd appreciate the breathing room as well. It doesn't mean it won't be all over you, but I'm settled now. I need to start pulling my weight. There was this one girl I met today. I'd never seen anything like her before. She was beautiful, had horns on her head, and they were curly. I've never seen anything like it. And I know it's rude to stare, but I couldn't take my eyes off of her. There's something about her that demanded my attention. You ever get like that? You can't take your eyes off of something when you know it's better if you should. She was super understanding and was happy to talk to me. She even gave my collar a little jiggle. Okay. Here comes the best part. Head patting time. Let me try my best. See, we use gentle paws. That's what the caretakers say to me. We use gentle paws here. Everyone is our friend. You wouldn't like it if someone was rough to you. Like, lady, do we tell them? Of course hellhounds like it rough. That's literally our origins, to be able to take a hit. So when it's playtime, the more chaotic, the better. They don't quite let us do that though. They have a really big playpen outside for us to roam that goes on for miles. Really helps to stretch my legs and feel the burn. I'm not sure if you're like me, but feeling your calf muscles burn is amazing. Makes you know you're really doing well and getting the heart pumping. I know with your job, it's hard to get in much needed exercise, but now that I'm around, I like to think that I'm helping you out. I saw one of those things, a standing desk. Why don't we get you one of those, and then we can both get floor treadmills. And then you can technically take me for walkies at work. Then you'll be super healthy, and I can get us water from the evil fridge. What? It's so loud. Especially when I touch the plastic thing for ice. Loud noise equals scary. Don't you get startled easily? Remember when I first arrived, I used to hover over you while you slept because I was too scared to sleep on my own, but too shy to say anything to you. You almost made me jump out of my skin with your reaction. Huh. Maybe at Halloween we should dress up. I can be your devilish hellhound pup, and you can be my evil, mean master that punishes me all the time. What? I can dream, can't I? You're too nice to me. Haven't you heard the rumor that girls like a bad boy? No, not like that. I swear you guys can get it twisted in your head easily. I want to be dominated by you because I love you. And you love me, right? Well, I know we aren't technically boyfriend and girlfriend, but that doesn't mean I can't annoy you like that. I am a hellhound, and it's in my nature to be hyper and vigilant. Thus, in turn, we are terrible at being patient. It's something I have to work on. Are you enjoying this, though? It feels so nice being close and giving you this kind of attention.
You did kind of freak me out when you said it was okay all of a sudden. What was the change of heart about? Oh, you've been feeling stressed. Not around me, I hope. You know I'm willing to make anything better. You just enjoy this little pampering session you're getting, and I'll make it all better. What stresses you out? If you say work, then I'm ready to pull out that Ethernet cable and we can open up that boot saw. Ooh, how would a mischievous creature like me know about the boot saw? You left out your journal. I didn't flip any pages because that would be an invasion of privacy. However, you mentioned you like cooking for others. I mean, you do spoil me every single night, so it's definitely a passion of yours. When you find something you like doing, why not go for it? I can support you. I can be the best mascot around town. Since now that the human realm has mixed with all the other different species, there's a very new and exciting market out there. Excuse me. Think about it. We could be renowned for being the first ever monster girl-friendly food truck. People would come from all over town just to try us out. Like, for me, my palate, of course, is meat with no heavy seasoning. Get that pepper over there. Salt, and I'm good to go. So, bingo. That's how hounds. Bird girls can get roasted seed balls on a stick. Sheep girls can get organic green salad. And we can even start our own produce. The possibilities are limitless. You are always so doubtful in your abilities, but for once in your life, you're gonna have someone fighting in your corner. I believe in you, so why don't you believe in yourself? You're so harsh and critical, yet when it comes to anyone else, you're the number one fangirl. Time to turn the tables and say that I'm rooting for you. I won't be having any of this negative talk about yourself. See, I've been learning while I socialize at daycare. There's this thing called self-actualization. It's the complete realization of one's potential and the full development of one's abilities and appreciation for life. Yeah. I will reach self-actualization when my master feels loved and cared for and understands I'm here to aid him. For you, however, I think it's just making you happy. You're not happy now, are you? You're just saying that because I'm here. I know I make you feel good, but sometimes I wonder if it would be better if there was a human girl around, you know? Maybe I'm just overthinking. I can drop the subject for now, but I do want you to think about it, okay? I'm here for you. I can maybe say some stuff that'll help it out. If it's weird, just tell me to stop, okay? You know I'm cool like that. You're able to make every day a good one. You're patient and kind. You make others feel happy and secure around you. Others feel good around you. I believe in you, even when you might not believe in yourself. Every day is another opportunity to get it right. I'm lucky to have you in my life. Nothing can replace what we share together, Master. You can choose what you want to change. You can choose what you want to be the same. When you win, everyone around you is also affected positively. Without you, Master, I wouldn't be who I am today. You're truly amazing.
I don't have words to express how thankful I am. What you do doesn't go unappreciated. Master, do you want to lie on my chest? I can keep stroking your hair. Yeah, I know my heart is a little fast. I'm just excited right now. In this moment with you, I had a good day. I still think we should talk about you teaching me a few life skills. I can cook for us one night. As much as eating meat every day would suit me well, I suppose I can learn to maybe prepare some veggies and put them in the oven. Yeah, well, I picked up a few things from you, okay? You're rubbing off on me. What can I say? Do you want a nap? Your eyes seem pretty tired now. I don't mind if you want to relax right now. You rest up and then, when you get up, we can decide on what we're gonna do. Rest well, sleepyhead.